What do plants do with their books?
I don't know. What?
They read them.
It's time for the Children's Hour, broadcasting live from Sunspot Solar Studios with Two of a Kind.
All right, make it rain, Jenny. Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to spare. Water on the ground, water in the air. Though it may evaporate, it never goes away. Snows onto your mountaintop, flows into your bay. Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Try singing that with us. Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Let's help Jenny out with these do's.
Do, do, do.
Do, you can try too. The words aren't hard.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Do, good job. Well, you can take a shower. You can wash your hair. You can wash your clothes. Wash your teddy bear. But really clean water is getting mighty rare. If we want to save it, people gotta care. For me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Try that with us.
Animals need water, people need it too.
Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Let's help Jenny with those do's again.
Do, do, do.
Do, I bet you could do it louder than that.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Do, good job. Now, I could use your help in a different kind of way on this next part. I'm going to leave out the last word of every couple phrases, and your job is to figure out what the missing words are and shout them out good and loud. Finish my sentences for me. So are you ready?
Yes!
All right, that's what I like to hear. Water is the rain, water is the flood. Water turns dirt into
mud.
Sometimes water's blue. Sometimes water's green, sometimes water's dirty, but we like water
clean.
Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Sing it with us.
Animals need water, people need it too.
Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Help Jenny with those do's again.
Do, do, do.
Do one last chance to sing the do's.
Do, do, do.
A kind. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone, and the band Two of a Kind is live with us in our Sunspot Solar Studio, broadcasting here from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Got a whole crew of awesome people here. I think I'm going to go ahead and start over here so you know who's in the studio with us. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, over there.
Hi, I'm Lucas.
Hi, I'm Soren.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hi, it's Maya.
Hi, it's Julia.
And we got some other little lurkers over there, the Willies. Hi, Willies. And we got dogs over there in the corner and lots of parents too. Hi, parents. Hi. And siblings. Hi, little baby siblings. Well, the band Two of a Kind is composed of a couple. Their names are Jenny and David. And looking at the wrong piece of paper, because you have a long last name. You have a hyphenated last name, Heitler Clevens.
And you got it right. Yes.
But really, all of us know you as Two of a Kind. And just so you all know, the prestige that's here in our studio right now, Two of a Kind has released 10 recordings, 9 for children and families, 1 for adults, a DVD. Their recordings have won a total of 19 national awards, including 6 Parent Choice Awards, 3 Creative Child Magazine Awards, 8 Children's Music Awards, the Radio Mania Awards, Dr. Toys. Oh, gosh, I could go on and on and on. And let's just say you are an award-winning children's duo, and you've been together a very long time. You met in Oberlin College in 1986, fell madly in love. We can see that here in the studio, and then decided the best thing ever is to make great music for kids and families, and we couldn't agree more. So you've been performing together for a long, long, long time. But why do you call yourselves two of a kind?
That's a good question. So when Jenny and I first got to know each other and started going out, we found that we had a surprising number of things in common. We sort of felt like we'd been living parallel lives. Our families even took the same vacation at the same year in our life and stuff like that. So it was all sorts of bizarre stuff. We liked all the same foods. And, you know, eventually we found out there actually are some differences between us. We're not the same person. But we were surprised how many things. So when we were looking for a group name, Two of a Kind, it kind of seemed like it made sense. But then our name came true, because we've been Two of a Kind about 30 years. 24 years ago, we had identical twin sons.
Wait, seriously?
Two of a Kind has two of a kind sons? A lot of people think that we must have named ourselves Two of a Kind after having the twins, but really, it's more before. The other way around. Yeah, so it's very funny. And our sons actually have performed and recorded with us for quite a long time.
They're on a bunch of our albums, too.
Yeah, they've written songs with us.
Age 4 through...
Now.
Yeah.
It's harder to get them, harder to book them now for anything because they've got their own lives. But
Wow, that's pretty cool. And your music has been quite inspirational. You cover a lot of different topics and themes in your songs. You cover literacy. That means learning how to read. You cover social issues like justice and fairness and all kinds of stuff. And we're just so excited that you're playing with us this whole hour. I know you're on a tour right now, so people who are listening might be able to hear you play live in their city. Tell us about your tour around the country. Where are all you guys playing?
Well, so we're based in the Philadelphia area, and we drove to Cleveland, Ohio first, and we did a bunch of performances around there. We went out to Put-in Bay on Erie Island, one of the Erie Islands, and did a school there. We went to Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, so we also perform in hospitals. And we also then went to Columbus, Ohio, and then we went down to Nashville, and we did Nashville kinds of things. So that was fun.
We didn't do any public performing in Nashville.
And then we were most recently in Austin, Texas. And in fact, yesterday we were at the Austin Public Library and we had a huge crowd there.
Wow, so it's a long way from Albuquerque to Austin or Austin to Albuquerque.
And
where do you go
Monday,
from here?
Yes.
So after Albuquerque, where we are now, we're going to be going to Arizona. And actually this whole trip, it's about a 3-week trip, is centered around going to the conference of a wonderful organization called the Children's Music Network. And when Katie mentioned that we sing about a lot of things like justice and fairness and things like that, a lot of people that we are inspired by and get and learn songs from, and sometimes they do our songs, are part of this great group called the Children's Music Network. So you can find out more about them if you want to at cmnonline.org. And if you're involved in music for children in any way, you might want to try to get to the conference, not this weekend, but next weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona.
So, to my crew here, what do you think? Should we ask them to play some more music here in our studio? Are we ready? Are y'all ready? A little sleepy?
Yeah.
Ready to sing along too? Everybody ready to sing along? Maybe?
Cool. Okay.
We're going to do a song that, so we mentioned that we have twins, and they're both scientists now, and one of our twins, Ari, has always been excited about trees, and he's, in fact, even hugged trees. I don't know if you guys
have any of you ever hugged a tree?
Yeah.
And out there listening?
Yes.
Cool. So this is our song called Tree Hugger. And Jenny often does some movements, which those of you here in the studio could do along with her. And you can guess what they are out in radio land. So here we go.
I'm a tree hugger, baby. I love trees. Changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze. I'm a tree hugger, baby. Love trees, changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze. I find a great spot in the shade of a tree. I lean against the trunk and it comforts me. I pick myself an apple, juicy and sweet. The squirrels gather nuts and together we eat. Try singing it with us. I'm a tree hugger, baby. I love trees, changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze. I'm a tree hugger, baby. Love trees, changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze.
sing it again.
I'm a tree hugger, baby. I love trees. Changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze. I'm a tree hugger, baby. I love trees. Changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze.
How this giant grow from a tiny seed.
Giving shade and food and the air we breathe.
With magic wand branches.
Making music when it blows.
I wish the trees could talk and tell me all they know.
One more time.
I'm a tree hugger, baby. I love trees. Changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze. I'm a tree hugger, baby. I love trees. Changing with the seasons, swaying in the breeze.
Keep singing Swaying the Breeze with Jenny.
Swaying in the breeze.
Nice job.
Nice. Two of a kind.
I'll just point out, we have done no preparation for the kids here in the studio for them to learn any of these songs in advance, so they're just picking them up right on the spot, which is amazing.
We work with geniuses.
We do.
Yeah. So what can we say? All kids are geniuses. They're just, you know, often not given a chance to shine. Yes. And that's what we try to do on the Children's Hour. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Two of a Kind is performing a mini concert here in our Sunspot Solar Studio. And more to come. Yeah, what's next?
Well, we actually had a request you told us about, Katie, that you got in advance of our visit here. And this is a song that we co-wrote with our sons. And it was inspired by something that they used to say a lot when they were younger. They would say towards the end of a meal, "I'm full. What's for dessert?" And we were like, well, how can you be full and have room for dessert? So our sons, you know, Jenny already mentioned they have become scientists, but they've always liked to come up with theories, not always theories that could actually be backed up by science, as this is a good example of. So this is their theory of how you could be full and have room for dessert. Feel free to join in when you get the hang of it.
I have two stomachs. Two stomachs, two stomachs. I have two stomachs, yum, yum, yum. One for the meal, one just for dessert. Well, I've heard that cows have three.
No, it's four.
That really isn't strange to me.
Tell me more.
'Cause I believe that kids have two.
Kids have two.
And that's why we eat the way we do.
Yes, we do.
Try with us. I have two stomachs. Two stomachs. Two stomachs. I have two stomachs. Yum, yum, yum. One for the meal, one just for dessert. When it's time for broccoli,
broccoli,
I say that that's enough. I have two stomachs, two stomachs, two stomachs. I have two stomachs, yum, yum, yum. One for the meal, one just for dessert.
Well, I'm filled to the top with beans.
Top with beans.
But I could still devour ice cream.
Yum, ice cream.
Of spinach I have had enough.
That's enough.
But I've still got room for marshmallow fluff.
Yum, yum.
Take it, Jenny.
Kids grow up to fuse into one. That's why grown-up meals are much less fun.
Help us sing it one more time. more time when it comes around. Here comes.
I have two stomachs.
Sing from both your stomachs.
I have two stomachs. Yum, yum, yum. One for the meal, one just for dessert.
No more mustard, but lots of room for custard.
One for the meal, one just for dessert.
No more meat, but lots of Rice Krispie treats.
One for the meal, one just for dessert.
No onion dip, but lots of mint chocolate chips.
One for the meal, one just for dessert.
Thank you.
Two of a kind. Two of a kind. You can find out a lot about them at twoofakind.com. That's T-W-O of a kind.com. And, well, I wanted to ask my crew here really quick. Dessert. We're talking about dessert. Love thinking about dessert. I've got my favorite desserts. Do you want to know what mine is? Yeah. Do you want to know? Nodding never works on the radio.
Yes.
My favorite dessert is peach cobbler. Ooh, we got a lot of... Ooh. Okay, anybody else? Favorite dessert. Soren. What do you love?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. Evan knows his.
Chocolate.
Anything chocolate, Evan?
Yeah.
Anything.
Pretty much anything except frosting.
Anything except frosting. Wow, I like chocolate frosting. Anybody else? Favorite dessert? Anybody? Ice cream? Yes?
Apple crumble with vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, warmed. Season is coming for apple crumble. Oh, yes, David.
My favorite is blueberry pie, and I'm lucky enough that Jenny makes me a blueberry pie every year for my birthday, which just passed recently.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, you are listening to the Children's Hour. We've got two of a kind in a mini concert right here in our studio. And we've got some announcements that are coming up. And stick around with us, okay? Or please do. And can you play a little something for us while we listen to all this stuff?
Sure.
This isn't the most exciting part of the show, but I kind of love it. I love when we have a live band that can play with us while we're on the air.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio. Support provided by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. Follow us on social media. We're at TCH Radio.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, kids' public radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Two of the Kind. Two of a Kind is in studio with us for a mini concert. We're having a ton of fun in here, and I know more is to come. And tell us about the next song you're going to play for us.
So anybody out there like superheroes?
I do.
Yeah?
Superheroes? Okay. Yes.
So a couple years ago, the summer library theme had to do with heroes, and we often do special programs for whatever the summer library theme is around the country. So we wrote this song for that. So this is a little superhero song for you, kind of rocking one.
I want to be a superhero. I am so much more than zero. I want to help those who live in fear. I want to be a superhero. So repeat after me to learn that bit by bit. I wanna be a superhero.
I wanna be a superhero.
I am so much more than zero.
I am so much more than zero.
I wanna help those who live.
a superhero.
I want to be a superhero.
Try putting that all together and sing it good and loud with us.
I want to be a superhero. I am so much more than zero. I want to help those who live in fear. I want to be a superhero.
Put your arms up in the air like you can fly. If I had a superpower, I'd have the power of flight. Soaring high above the earth, I'd help to do what's right. Now make a muscle.
If I had superpower, I'd be super strong. I wouldn't use my strength to fight, but to help other people all along.
Sing it out with us now.
I want to be a superhero. I am so much more than zero. I want to help those who live in fear. I want to be a superhero.
My power would be invisibility. I would not be seen. I'd use my power to set things right, and then I'd get away clean.
I would be like Spider-Man with a cool disguise.
Pretend you're Spider-Man.
I'd climb high and shoot my webs and catch all the bad guys.
Sing it out again.
I want to be a superhero. I am so much more than zero. I want to help those who live in fear. I want to be a superhero.
If I had a superpower, I would freeze things with my hands. I'd shoot ice out from my arms and refreeze the Arctic land.
If I had superpower, I'd be super fast. I could speed to someone's aid to be a blur as I zoom.
Whoosh, one more time.
I want to be a superhero. I am so much more than zero. I want to help those who live in fear. I want to be a superhero.
Wow.
Thank you. That was super singing here in the studio.
Well, we're super powered here on the Children's Hour, and you are listening to the Children's Hour. We're broadcasting from the Sunspot Solar Studio here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with Two of a Kind, the award-winning children's duo from Pennsylvania on the road and came to us. So we're so glad you're here. What's next?
All right. Well, we have a song that we have not recorded yet, so we're going to premiere this with you guys, and it's called Be Who You Are. I was inspired by a wonderful children's book by Todd Parr called Be Who You Are. I'll let you, there's a lot of words in this one, so if you guys don't want to sing, that's fine.
Or if you
but
do.
If you feel like singing, you're welcome to.
All right, you ready, Jay? And by the way, if anybody's wondering what the sound that Jenny's making percussively on a lot of these songs is, it's a special South American instrument that maybe some of you know, but maybe some of you don't.
It's called a cajon.
Two, three, four.
I love to dance. I love to sing. Watching sports is not my thing. Sometimes I'm shy. People think I'm uptight. Gotta be me. Like she's too tall. She's the best at basketball. I think it's cool that she's up so high, and it seems like she can touch the sky.
Be who you are. Be brave. Be loud. Be who you are. Be bold. Be proud. Speak up for yourself. Don't follow the crowd. Just be who you are.
My friend came here from far away, learning English day by day. The family left their home in
That Thank is you. Awesome.
Thank you.
The debut of Be Who You Are right here on the Children's Hour. How exciting. I love it. I love the message in that song, too. How about one more, and then we're going to take a little break and do some dancing in the studio to something on a CD. But how about one more before that?
All right. Sounds good. Well, speaking of, you know, things related to big topics, Katie and we were talking a little bit about some of the scary stuff that's happening around these days. And so I asked her if it might be okay if we sang this song that I didn't specifically write for kids. I wrote this after some scary stuff happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, with some hateful groups. And I was also inspired by a sign that maybe you've gotten some of the lawns around here in Albuquerque, which says hate has no home here in various languages. We recently sang this song in French, actually, in France, but we're not going to do it in French right now. We'll do it in English. It's a really easy song to sing. It's intentionally written so that it's easy for people to sing at marches and vigils and rallies and things like that.
And it's been done at schools. Kids have done it at schools.
And at churches and synagogues and all kinds of places. So... Hatred has no place in my heart. Hatred has no place in my heart. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place in my heart, in my home. Hatred has no place in my home. Hatred has no place in my home. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place in my home, in my town. Hatred has no place in my town. Hatred has no place in my has no place in my town, in this land. Hatred has no place in this land. Hatred has no place in this land. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place in this land, in this world. Hatred has no Hatred has no place in my heart. Hatred has no place in my heart. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place. Hatred has no place in my heart.
Two of a kind. Wow. It doesn't have a place in our hearts or our home or on the Children's Hour. We're going to take a little music that is a recorded break here, just so we can set up some things a little bit differently here in the studio. And I thought maybe I could get my crew and everyone at home to, now that you're emotionally moved, stand up and try to see if you can sing along and dance to this one. This is Blanco Brown on the Children's Hour.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide.
this next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shout.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your head
in it. It's simple, you can do it.
Slide to the left, slide to the right. Now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly, have a good time. Round, round, round and round you go. It's time to show out right now and take to the floor.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your head. Take it down now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Take it down and crisscross. Bring it up now, crisscross. Do whatever you like right here. Just have fun.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip. So bad, that was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, that was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, that was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, that was not so bad, was it?
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it.
That's really fun. And that the Get Up is Blanco Brown from a single called The Get Up, just released this year. And you are tuned to... You are tuned to the Children's Hour, and we're just so happy to be with you here today, and also with our friends Two of a Kind, who came all the way from Pennsylvania and are performing in our studio, the Sunspot Studio, here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And a whole crew of kids. Hi, everybody on my crew. Hi.
Hi.
And we're ready for more fun. We're ready for something else. Yep, we're ready. Oh, wait, let me get your band up. Yep, we're ready for you.
So we're ready, too. So... Jenny and I are on this 3-week trip, and you know, sometimes when we're traveling like this, we think about times when we were kids traveling around with our parents, who were not full-time musicians. And my parents, when things wouldn't quite go as planned on a family vacation, they used to say, just try to think of it as an adventure. So I decided to write a song kind of making fun of that idea. And all the stories you'll hear in this song come from things that either Jenny or I experienced as kids or as parents, or as adults, anyway. So, and Jenny's going to be playing all the brass parts of this arrangement on her kazoo. Yeah, so let's warm that kazoo up there. There we go. Okay, here we go. I went with my mom and dad and my little sister on a family camping trip. We had just finished setting up our green canvas tent when my sister said,
I felt a trip.
We all stared stupidly at the sky when suddenly it started to pour. We jumped in our van and huddled there a while till we finally drove to somewhere indoors. We came back later when the sky had cleared, but where was our tent? It had disappeared. We all moaned and hung our heads. Then our dad's face brightened and he said, think of it as an adventure whenever something goes wrong. Think of it as an adventure. You can cheer yourself up just by singing this song. We decided to go on a family hike on a trail out in the woods. No matter how much bug spray we slathered on, the mosquitoes thought we tasted good. We ran out of water, we ran out of warp, but we found a poison ivy patch. I yelled at my sister, she yelled back at me, and our parents kept saying, "Don't scratch!" We walked and walked until our legs got sore. Us kids didn't think we could take one step more. We were tired and thirsty and our feet were in pain. Our mom turned to us and said,
"Don't complain.
Just think of it as an adventure. You can try with us whenever something goes wrong. Think of it as an adventure. Think of it as an adventure. You can cheer yourself up just by singing this song." Dad was in the driver's seat on our way home. He was looking for a hotel. It was dark. He was tired. He was searching for a place that he didn't know real well. He could see the exit, but he couldn't find the way, even though it seemed so near. He even asked for directions, but the guy just said, "Oh, you can't get there from here." We kept driving round in circles, but it didn't help a bit. He said, "I'm so angry, I could spit." I looked at my sister, she looked back at me, and we sang to our parents in harmony. Think of it as an adventure whenever something goes wrong. Think of it as an adventure. You can cheer yourself up just by singing this song. Think of it as an adventure. Think of it as an adventure. Don't fret and don't fear and don't shed a tear. Just think of it as an adventure.
Yay!
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Children's Hour.
Since we're doing...
Yeah, go ahead. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and we've got the band Two of a Kind here in our Sunspot Solar Studios in a mini concert just for us, just for you, and so delighted that you made time for us on your big journey around the country playing concerts everywhere. What's next?
Oh, we're very glad to be here too, of course. So, Jenny and I wrote a song a while back about something that makes me mad. And that's when I see somebody throw their garbage on the ground. Anybody here know what we call that when people throw their garbage on the ground? Just say it out loud.
What's it called?
What's it called?
Littering.
You got it. So this is a song about littering. And we actually wrote a whole musical based around this song. Jenny and I happen to be wearing shirts that say it, but I'm not going to say what the title of the song is because it kind of gives away the not the punchline exactly, but anyway, the punch of the song. So here we go. I was on my way to school one beautiful blue sky day. I finished off my favorite snack I had the wrapper to throw away. I looked around for a garbage can, but there were none in sight. I threw the wrapper on the ground. Out jumped old Mrs. Pound, and she yelled at me with all her might. You could waggle your fingers here.
The world is not your garbage can. The world is not your garbage can. Listen what I say, young man. The world is not your garbage can.
Well, I hung my head and picked up my trash, feeling like an awful fool. And you know I found a garbage can when I finally got to school. I was sitting in class when the principal made this announcement on the PA. He said, everyone is gonna have some fun and clean up the park this Saturday. Feel free to waggle your finger again. The world is not your garbage can. The world is not your garbage can. Everybody lend a hand. The world is not your garbage can. Well, that's not the verse. I just did that verse. Okay, here we go. Well, Saturday came and I went to the park to pick garbage up off the ground. And I couldn't believe the piles of stuff that were strewn all around. As I toiled to pick up other folks' junk, I thought this is such a pain. If they just put it in the garbage bin, I wouldn't have to sing this sad refrain. Sing it with us and waggle your finger. The world is not your garbage can. The world is not your garbage can. Everybody lend a hand. The world is not your one more time. The world is not your garbage can. The world is not your garbage can. It'd be more acceptable in a garbage receptacle. The world is not your garbage can. The world is not your garbage can.
Ooh, isn't that the truth?
Thank you. So the musical we wrote is called The World Is Not Your Garbage Can.
That's so true.
It is
so true. Yeah, it is infuriating when people do treat it that way. It's not hard to throw away your trash, and it's not hard to bring a little bag and when you go for a hike or a walk and pick up other people's trash, because sadly, we have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I always like to say to myself, oops, they must have dropped it from their pocket. That way,
that's
you know.
A very sweet, forgiving way of thinking of it, yes.
So how about another one?
All right. How about if we do a rock and roll reading song? And if the kids are willing to come back and sing this with us, we'd love for your help on this. I think that you'll find that this is fairly easy to join in on. Maybe somebody here could tell me, how many nights are there in a week? Just say it if you know.
Seven.
That's right. So how many nights in a week could you be enjoying a good book?
Seven.
That's right. And that's why this rock and roll reading song is called Seven Nights to Read. And it goes like this. 2, 3, 4.
Seven nights to read, seven nights to write, seven nights if you take a look, you see my face in a different book. Seven nights to read, seven nights to write.
Now we'd love for you to sing along with that chorus, but Jenny has another part for you as well.
You get to say the names of the days of the week, starting with Monday. Say good and loud along with me.
So are you ready?
Yes.
I said, are you ready?
Yes.
Good. And a 1, 2, a 1, 2, ready, go.
Monday.
I'm reading in my chair. Let's hear Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm reading on the stairs.
Wednesday.
I'm reading in my bed.
Thursday.
I'm reading on my head.
Friday.
I'm reading in a canoe.
Saturday. Sunday.
Any place will do. I got 7 nights to read. 7 nights to write.
Seven nights to write. Seven nights if you take a look. You see my face in a different book. Seven nights to read. Seven nights to write.
Here come those days of the week again. Let's hear Monday.
Monday.
I'm reading Harriet the Spy.
Tuesday.
I read The People Could Fly.
Wednesday.
I read about the bar.
Thursday.
Where the wild things are. House to
Saturday, Sunday,
any book will do. I got 7 nights to read, 7 nights to write,
7 nights to write, 7 nights if you take a look, see my face in a different book, 7
week. Let me hear ya.
Monday,
I'm writing with my pen.
Tuesday,
I'm writing to a friend.
Wednesday,
I write a note to Dad.
Thursday,
I write a story that's sad.
Of a kind. They're in studio performing with us, and you are listening to the Children's Hour. Delighted to have you with us every time you tune in. And you can catch a lot more about Two of a Kind by going to their website, twoofakind.com. And they've been so kind to perform with us here in the studio. And this is the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is written and produced by Katie Stone.
We had engineering support today from Andres Martinez here at the Sunspot Studio and Jerry DeTata at KUNM.
Post-production engineering is provided by Marcy Adamsman.
Vanessa Vara and Gary Newell take our photos.
Our teen team runs our social media. Follow us at TCH Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
If you have an idea for a show topic or just want to reach out to us, find our contact form at childrenshour.org.
We'll be back next week with another edition of
The Children's Hour!
Do you want to do one more song for us before you guys leave?
We would love to do one more song.
That would be great.
We're always happy to do one more song. So this is actually the finale from our musical, so it'll be the finale for our visit today to the Children's Hour. Thank you so much, Katie, for having us.
And thank you so much to Two of a Kind, to Jenny and David. Find out more about them at twoofakind.com and take it away.
All right. Thank you. Right. So, and we hope the kids here will help us out here in the studio with this song. It's called We're All in This Together. It's really true.
It's time for us to start. We can make it better when everyone does their part. We're all in this together. We've only just begun. When we all work together, it's a lot more fun. There's so many kinds of people and so many ways to think, but we all need clean air to breathe and safe fresh water to drink. We all rely on Mother Earth. We need her to survive. If we don't protect this planet, how will we stay alive? Try it with us. We're all in this together. It's time for us to start. It's time for us to start. We can make it better. We can make it better. When everyone does their part. When everyone does their part. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. When we all work. When we all work together, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun.
The wide expanse of oceans, the mountains soaring high, the deep and tranquil forest, a brilliant sunlit sky. Instead of sitting alone in your room, staring at a screen, go out and see what there is to do to keep our planet green.
Sing it out with us.
We're all in this together.
It's time for us to start.
It's time for us to start.
We can make it better.
We can make it better when everyone does their part. We're all in this together.
We've only just begun.
We've only just begun.
When we all work. When we all work together,
it's a lot more fun.
sit on the sidelines. It's time to get in the game.
We have tried to do our part.
We've only ourselves
only
to blame.
Ourselves to blame.
Some jobs, they may be too big
for just one person to do.
But when we work together, we can see it through.
One last time,
we're all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Two of a Kind. And thank you, crew. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Children's Hour this week. And we'll be back next week with another great show for you where we are covering world music. But for now, we hope you have a fantastic week. Thank you again for Two of a Kind. Can we give them a big round of applause? Yes. Thank you, Two of a Kind. Learn more at twoofakind.com. Thank you.
Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids public radio. Support provided by the Friends of the Children's Hour. More at childrenshour.org. There you can find our social media feeds, pictures from our shows, podcasts, and our contact form. Let us know what you think of the show. Meow Wolf is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Meow Wolf creates immersive experiences that transport audiences of all ages into kaleidoscopic realms of story and exploration. MeowWolf.com. Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow. Got a great idea for a show? You can email us at info@childrenshour.org. We'll be back next week with another edition of
The Children's Hour!
Kids Public Radio!